Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Man, having a great show. Brand new to Let's Talk Hookup, Christian Sikas is joining us from Sikas Sport Fishing. Lots of really fun information already going this morning. And, man, it has been a busy day with your phones. Again, Pete Gray not joining us this morning. He's down in Mexico keeping an eye on things down below. And, man, Corey and I have been having a great time talking fun and fishing. And this first hour already blew by, man.
Super fun, you know. And you want to join us? 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. I can tell you one thing, Christian, I mean, just meeting him and all, is pretty soulful dude. Cares about his, has a passion for what he does. Super cool.
And you can tell by the text that people really like fishing for him.
Oh,
like
big time.
I had the same problem with Taro a couple weeks ago. Like, we were really having to weed through a lot of text messages because, like, 90% of them all say the same thing. Hey, I fished with that guy. He's awesome. Caught my biggest bluefin. Like, which is awesome and great to hear, but like, you know, we're trying to find fun stuff for the show, and you got a lot of fans out there, man.
A lot of fans.
You're clearly doing a really good job.
And so you can do that through the app. Text the show via the app, super easy, or you can, again, give us a call, 213-432-1090, and we're giving away a $300 certificate to Costa. You could pick out, I don't think they have a pair at 300, so you could actually, I know they have killer sun shirts and hats and all that stuff, so you could pick your pair of glasses and round it off with whatever you want on their deal there. And just Costa makes some of the coolest glasses on the planet.
No doubt about it, man. Yeah. We're stoked to get to give that away, and stoked for one lucky caller or texter. It's decided with a coin flip at the end of the show. So basically, we'll draw one at the end of the show. We'll draw one potential winner from our callers, one potential winner from our texters. We're gonna have Christian flip a coin, and that'll designate whether the winner comes from the caller or texter side. And you'll be hooked up with a brand new pair of shades.
Yeah,
not a bad deal.
Super simple, just like that.
Well, Corey, let's find out what's biting on the water.
All right, and the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish or smoked or jerked fish, spices rubs, smoked cheeses, their tuna burgers, a poke kit. Don't forget about the ceviche kit, an awesome one, too. Or is it ceviche spice, or what is it, Rick? I don't know. I'm kind of missing out on it. But I love their – if you get their ceviche kit, it's just – it's so good and tasty.
I always say the same thing about Fisherman's Processing is they like – all the stuff they have at that FP Gourmet, like, make somebody who can be kind of lame in the kitchen, which is me, like an all-star – you know what I mean? Like, those, like, rubs and spices they make are just nothing.
Amazing.
You brush it with a little olive oil and fire that on there, throw it on the grill. It's, like, next-level good. And that poke kit is the coolest thing for me. You just don't have to do anything, and you don't have to have or follow some killer recipe. You literally take your fish, cut it into cubes. You know, it's this pinch of all the dry spices are already blended together, and then the wet mix, like they have a bottle that already has all of the things that you would put the hoisin and right wine vinegar and all like the stuff that makes a killer poke. It's already in a bottle, already mixed up. Throw a tablespoon in there, mix it up, and you're having killer poke in seconds. It's so good. Those guys did a really good job.
And they make it all in-house. There's no additives.
Nothing extra added.
So super cool. Check them out at their Old Town location on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget to text them when you book your trip for next year, because as we all know, the processors, including Fisherman's Processing, ran into issues. So, I mean, they didn't run into issues. It was people that didn't have the reservation ran into issues. So,
that was pretty wild.
So 619-255-31.
One last thing with Fisherman's Processing. Started earlier this year, so it's officially happening right now, their holiday special. So they always do something cool for the holiday time. 55 $5 gets you a full pound of smoked fish, 3 packs of their tuna jerky, and 3 packs of their smoked cheeses.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, hooked up your Christmas party, whatever. Pretty killer. Holiday special started officially this weekend. So $55 again. It's full pound of smoked fish, 3 packs of tuna jerky, 3 packs of smoked cheese. All of that at Fisherman's Processing or fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start off with our catch report, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Corey and Christian. Great show this morning here. So here we are, guys. 1st of December, post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas. The end game for our 2022 season is almost here, definitely in sight. Man, it's been a good one, but definitely winding down for sure. But, you know, little bits and pieces of it are still left. But, you know, fortunately, that rain and wind that was forecast, I mean, they were forecasting death and destruction, and it mostly all fizzled out. I mean, it turned out to be a big bust, thank goodness. And so we got decent conditions this weekend, very little wind, actually, considering what we're in the middle of. And but it is almost winter, and like Gundy was saying last weekend, you know, reports are scarce. They definitely are scarce, but you don't know unless you go, and that's kind of a good philosophy for some of our fishing here at this time of year, especially fishing some of the local spots in Catalina where it's not too far up. You know, conditions over at the island are decent. There's lots of squid around in many different places. A certain amount of yellows live there year-round, mostly on a deeper structure, so you can kind of count on them being there. You know, sea bass, wouldn't put too much effort into that this time of year, but, you know, those halibut, they are definitely around. They don't migrate, so they're definitely around all the time. A lot of that migratory, I mean, the halibut's up on the shallow beaches now, and guys fishing them are doing well, mostly east and backside. And for those yellows, I'd go over there, just make a tank of squid on some sand bottom right on the outside of some good structure. Perfect example is like that ledge right there at outside Salta Verde Kelp. And there's many others just kind of above Ben Weston like that, and nearby Little Harbor. Right outside West Cove, they're all fine yellowtail spots. Those fish are around. You just got to give them a little bit of effort. On the outside, those bluefin, you know, they kind of went MIA for a little bit, and lo and behold, they popped right back up on a tanner, kind of where they've been winding up their season the past few years. Mostly school-sized fish, but biting the sardines, fly line sardines. It was more daytime fish here than nighttime last couple days, so we'll see what happens. And tuna fish in December, though, man, there's nothing wrong with that. And then for a little sidebar story, I gotta tell this little story. So, I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years now. I still almost always listen to the shows whenever I can. And, so I was listening last Sunday, listening to you guys talking to Todd Manzer and, with all that cool swordfish stuff and this and that he was talking about. That was a great show. And then one of the guys asked him how he likes to cook swordfish. So I was already with, you know, some notes there to make a note of the secret recipe that he
right.
used to
and,
cook
and, swordfish. And let's say, too, this is not only Todd Manzer of killed a bunch of swordfish, but family in the fish market business. Like, I was with you, Mark, like, ready for, okay, here we go. This is gonna knock your socks off.
Yeah, but listen, so I got to tell you a little story. I got to tell you a story about what he said his recipe was. So this goes back a long time, to like 1980. And I'd gotten out of school, and I was working for a yacht broker rigging boats, and we put together a 42 Unified, brand new. It was called the Whopper Stopper. It was Paul Breck's personal boat. And there was me and Paul and my boss, Bob Sampson, and then this other guy that was Paul's old boss that was called Dirty Louie for good reason, because I don't think the guy'd ever taken a shower. He smelled like a goat. But anyway, we loaded the boat mid-October, took off for Cabo. While we're loading the boat, there were many, many cases of French Combard wine and a couple cases of wishbone Italian dressing. And I asked Paul, what the hell is with all the wishbone? He said, don't worry about it. You'll see. So we get down on the ridge, and we troll up some really nice wahoos, and we go into Santa Maria Bay that night. And I'm cutting up one of these wahoos, and Paul tells me exactly how to cut the steaks. And then I give them the steaks, out comes the wishbone. They get marinated in wishbone Italian dressing with a healthy sprinkle of lemon pepper. I don't know if Todd used the lemon pepper or not. But, and then on the barbecue, and I'm telling you what, dude, that was 40-some years ago, and that's still my favorite recipe for barbecue and fish. Wishbone Italian dressing and lemon pepper, and when Todd said wishbone Italian, marinate those sorcher steaks in it, I mean, that was just classic.
That was so very funny. I was the same. I was ready for some killer multi-generation Manser secret of, you know, fish market fame and everything else. And like, oh, yeah, no, put it in Italian dress and throw it on the barbecue. It's the best thing you've ever had in your life. Yeah, that was pretty fun. Well, Mark, a great report, and certainly cool anytime we're talking about bluefins in December, man. That's a great one. Glad to hear there's still some good fishing to be had. And if you want to save $20 off of a new fishdope.com membership, you can do that by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, it's all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 on that new membership. And, Mark, if somebody wants to find you, get the best bait tanks in the business and some great info at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station, whose price has come down tremendously. You must have heard us bagging on it. It's down to almost reasonable now. And anyway, the phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll have something to talk about next weekend. We'll see how it goes here.
Sounds good, buddy. Great report, Mark. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for that. Well, while we're waiting for our catch report to continue, another great text came through, and this one was from Steve in Fallbrook. It says, good morning, guys. Question for all, and especially Christian, you being at Dana Wharf, like in the middle of the best calico bass country on our coast, says, I'm wanting to put together a calico bass and cabrilla outfit. I'll be ponga fishing next year in the mid-rifts and Bay of L.A., and then I really want to refocus on calico fishing locally. Can you guys give me your favorite rod, reel, size, characteristics? What would you recommend? Thanks for the great show.
Well, you're looking at me, so how about I give the reel? Because hands down, I can promise you a Tranks 400 is going to be your absolute favorite reel locally, and it'll be your favorite reel for that shallow Cabrilla stuff.
Okay.
And that they're so damn powerful. Like, you cannot – I don't care how manly you are and how man – how much you think you can manhandle a fish, an 8-pounder is going to school you.
Yeah.
Like, I promise you. Like, and so, I mean, I've done it with the 300, but the 400 is definitely like a powerhouse.
So Cabrilla-wise, the extra torque that you get out of a little bigger reel goes a long way.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And you could still use it locally. You could use it at the islands, whatever.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Favorite calico bass outfit? What about you, Christian? What's your favorite?
You know, I think Corey would probably be better suited to answer. You know, fish the Tranks 500 for anything for calico bass, an 80-pound tuna. So that's a great reel for sure to have in the repertoire, you know, that or, you know, a comparable product.
Sure.
But that reel's, for those bass-type reels, it's insane what that thing can handle.
Totally.
And those Cabrillas, I heard, are just meaner than hell.
They I'm telling you, a 6-pounder, you think you have a 12-pounder. Seriously. I mean, they just, I don't care how much drag you have buttoned down and 80-pound Spectra to an 80-pound leader. You just instantly think, like, there's no way that any fish in this world, like, you could turn the head on a 20-pound yellow. Trust me.
Yeah.
But you're not going to do it with a 10-pound Cabrilla.
Something so cool about a fish that, like, lives in a bad neighborhood, and, like, when it blows out of there to go eat whatever it is, and, like, it knows when it's on its way to eat your lure, like, it already knows exactly where it's going right back into, like, and then you've got that, like, 2 seconds to make that happen or not.
Not even 2 seconds. And the worst part of it is, they're generally in shallower water. I mean, I don't care if you're fishing 20 feet or you're fishing 10 feet. They're in relatively shallow for the distance that you're casting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so just think of the geometry and, okay, I pulled him 10 feet toward me, but yet he's dug down 20 feet. So
you're already screwed. If they go your direction, it's out.
Yeah.
I got to fish on that trip to Louisiana this year. We got to fish those mangrove snappers.
Yeah.
And that was like that was another one of those things that was like a crazy, humbling fish for that same reason. Like, they weren't that big. You know, the biggest one we had for the day was like a 9-pounder. Most of them were, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds, whatever. But, like, I've never seen it. And they're super tight to structure, like crazy tight. We caught them on those like oil rigs. But I mean, you see it, like, you watch the whole thing happening, and you basically, you know, the equivalent of fly line and an anchovy. And, like, you'd watch them dart out, and, like, those things, every one of them ate your bait the same way. They, like, dart out of the structure super quick. and like they're pulling a Brody, and like as the mouth opens, they're already pointed back into the rig, and like wow. They eat it going back in the other direction, and like it was all sight fishing. Like you're watching it happen and still get dusted by over half of them. Like wow. they dart out so fast, eat it, and then straight back in, and like. I mean, half the time before you could like realize what was happening and put your reel into gear, they've already got you back
wow,
into it. And
crazy.
Those rigs are so sharp that, you know, I mean, it's just boom, that's it. Like they touch it and it was over. But it's that type of fishing where that fish knows where the structure is, just like those big cabrillas. Like they know that fish knows every rock and little cave in that zone. And like he eats your jerkbait, he's back in it. Like that's cool, man. Yeah. I think you're gonna have a great time.
Super neat.
Cool. Well, good luck on the trip. And Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it. How about David? David from Redwood Beach. I wonder where Redwood Beach is. Good morning, David.
Morning.
Redondo. Oh, it's Redondo. Thank you.
I know where that's at.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Got a question for us?
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Well, while David's thinking of that one, maybe let's jump on and see if we can grab another one there. Corey?
Let's do it. I want Chuck. Chuck from the hometown of Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, man. What an excellent little boat. I always daydreamed that could be somebody's personal boat. It's so cool, you know. Now, as far as food, do you supply the food and drinks? Do we bring our own and do a smorgasbord kind of thing? And then when you get a couple hundred-pound bluefin, is there any of these fish processors that would make the trip up to get it?
I don't think
we have a local one.
Yeah, so there's a few that I think are trying to creep up and start servicing, you know, Orange County area. But I haven't utilized them yet. I mean... Yeah, I haven't utilized them yet, but I know there's, like, fast and easy pickup. That guy, he'll come down to Dana. But, yeah, so nothing on the really processing front yet for me personally, but I know some guys utilize processes up there through the, you know, the pickup service. And but I think in the near term we probably should start seeing some processors popping up in Orange County. And then, yeah, you guys definitely, like, you know, bring your own food and drinks. I cook okay, but you don't want to eat my food all day.
Chuck, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's continue with our catch board. Head on down to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Marcos on the radio, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Good.
It's good, man. December, and there's still fish to be talking about.
There is. Unfortunately, we knew it would happen eventually, but right now the San Diego has called it, you know, throwing a towel for the season there. They're going to give you guys a break from going down there and catching those fish, but boat's going to take some time off, get the boat set up, and get out there, for, you know, get ready to get out there for next year. But beyond that, like you said, there's still some great fishing, some good bottom fishing on the half days. Some of those overnight trips, Voyager had 30 bluefin tuna yesterday. The Polaris Supreme just called in from their 10-day trip, and early in the trip there, they caught a lot of wahoo, but today they're catching bluefin also, some Dorado in the mix there also. So very good fishing on those offshore trips also. If you look at the website, we put up our schedule. We have our half-day schedule through December here. We have the Tribute running some trips on the weekends. I believe they actually have a trip leaving Tuesday night, but then they're fishing the weekends. And then if you look at next year, we put up our schedule for next year, you know, rolling on to there. And we know the fisheries close a bit in California in January, so we put those new C4s extended half-day trips fishing in Mexico up. You know, they've been pretty popular the last couple seasons, so we put those up. They're running a few days a week there. We're going to have the Sea Watch running some half-day trips. So lots of fishing coming up here. If you got people coming to town, you still got a few weeks there to get on those half-days, get some good fishing in there, nice mix of everything going on. And if you want to start planning for next year, it's time. You know, we got some other trips up there, too, with the Pacifica running some Baja Coast trips. And you can check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. All those trips are up there, from the half-days to the extended half-days, a day and a half. You can make your reservations right online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, pick up some Christmas gifts for the fishermen in your life, fishermen or fisherwomen in your life, and get out there on the boat, catch some fish, because it's some nice weather and still some fishing to be had out there.
Yeah, it's a great call, Marcos, for sure, absolutely.
Marcos, if somebody wants to take advantage of a little bit of December bluefin, try to sneak one more in there, how do we find you guys at C4 then? How do we, like you say, take down, come deal, get hooked up with maybe some trip passes or some new gear at the tackle store, all that great stuff at C4 Sport Fishing. How do we find you guys?
C4landing.com. Our full schedule is up there. You can make reservations straight online there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. if you want to come down and put together a nice package of MC swim baits for your favorite fisherman, come visit us down here. We'll be here. We'll get you all set up, and we'll get you out there fishing.
I think that's a great idea. A little Christmas tree.
Tree under the Christmas tree. I like it.
Absolutely.
Marcos, appreciate a great report as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that was a good one for sure. And that was brought to you by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay and East County Bait and Tackle, right at the end of the 67 in Maple View. And the new Lemon Grove shop there is at the in Broadway and Lemon Grove. And check danalanding.com. And I did go into East County and picked up a few cool things before the trip too.
Yeah, that's a must stop before a trip down to Mexico for bass fishing.
Definitely.
Yeah, good guys down there for
sure.
Got
it all.
Well, the phones are packed, Corey. Let's jump back into them.
Okay, how about Jim, National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I've been up to Dana Wharf. I called a couple of shows ago. I was on the board, the yacht on a fishing trip up there in Dana Wharf. And what a great wharf that is. You know, down here in San Diego, we have a great setup down here. I live 15 minutes from the landing in National City, but I would never think twice about not going up to Dana Wharf, because what a great operation, lots of parking, and, you know, a quick 40-minute, 30-minute trip up there, no problem. But what I wanted to ask the skipper, Christian, on one of your charters, when it comes to tipping, I'm curious on a charter like yours, are we looking at 10, 20%? Is that pretty much the range?
You know, I'll take more.
Right?
No, I'm just kidding. You can never give too much.
If you're coming out, Jim, it might be double.
Yeah, tipping's optional, you know. If you think the service and the experience warrants a tip, I 10 to 20% is pretty typical. Sometimes less, sometimes more, but... it's expensive, so, you know, we understand, you know, guys, you know, economy's not doing great, you know, people are pinched a bit. But, yeah, I'd say typical 10 to 20%, like charter boat, sport boats.
Perfect.
All across the board. But, I'll always take more.
But there's no limit to the amount that you're allowed to give.
No limit.
Uncapped. So, Jim, ante up, buddy. It's Christmas time, Jim. Let's just get up there. Jim, appreciate the phone call very much. That was fun. I had a fun text. Christian has always made me feel very comfortable and very safe on his boat. He truly cares about his customers. Hi, Christian. That's from Nancy Etlin. Good job, Nancy. That's fun. Why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Definitely. How about Robert? Robert calling from Canyon Country. Good morning. Appreciate you calling us this morning, Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Hey, how you guys doing? So all this big bluefin talk, do you know what the big fish was last year? And the world record, has that been set the last few years? I know things keep getting bigger, and I heard Christian say over 300 pounds. Where are we at?
Interesting, huh?
I know that the California state record got eclipsed this year by Floyd Sparks, and that was a 396-pounder.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I know that a couple years ago, the biggest one that I know of that got weighed in was on the Green Pier in Avalon, and that was 416.
Wow.
So I know that there was for sure a 400-pounder, like, weighed in on a very legit scale. I know that state record fish, you know, so caught in accordance with whatever regulations there. Floyd caught, 396. And same deal, that fish was weighed in at the San Diego Marlin Club, certified scale, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, just
crazy.
Some unreal ones. We've got a really cool fish that we're very proud of at the tackle store was caught 2 years ago by the guys on the Into the Depth Sport Fishing, and it's a 377-pounder.
Wow.
But it's very cool because it's on that giant wall at Fisherman's Landing. So we, for years on the north and south walls of the tackle store, we had the original world record fish that stood for years that Kurt Weisenhutter caught, which is a 388-pound yellowfin. And on the other wall, we have the 405-pound yellowfin that the Vagabond caught, the first 400-pounder. We moved them around, and so now we have a 388-pound yellowfin pointing left and a 377-pound bluefin pointing right. So, like, they're nose-to-nose to each other,
wow.
And both Lyons and O'Haver mounts, like, just
incredible.
I mean, perfect. Like, they look as they did when they came out of the water, and it's really cool to see those two, like, super giant fish, you know, like, it's really cool to get to see some of the characteristics of fish that big, but right next to each other. It's a really cool display.
There's some super cool mounts in there. I think the majority are done by Lyons, right?
Everyone,
the Spotty,
yeah. Everyone.
And the Calico,
yeah.
And it's pretty good.
And you're right, those two bass are the hardest ones. They're some of the most impressive fish, but they're on such a big wall. You know, the wall in the store is pretty big, and it's up tall, and they're next to... You know, at least we kind of move things around, but we had a, you know, there's a calico bass, but it's next to a 388-pound yellowfin. So you look at it, and it's like, oh, that's a nice one. What is that, like 7 or 8 pounds? You pull it off the wall. Yeah, it's a 12-pounder.
Yeah.
But like, on a wall that's 14 feet tall and next to an almost 400-pound fish, it looks like it fits in your hand.
And leave it to me. You're talking about all the spectacular tuna mounts, and I bring up the
look
spot
at that spotty, man.
But I think it's a 4-pound spotty.
We got that mount from Lion, so. So somebody brought them that fish. They made a mold of that person's fish. They paid like the whatever 3/4 deposit and then just MIA. He like went away, couldn't get a hold of for years. And in all of our fish mounts in there, and this was obviously years ago, and they basically just said, while we were picking up something else, it said, hey, you know, we've got to get rid of this thing. Like, if you want it, you can have it for X amount of bucks. We don't know the specifics of it, but we just know that it was more than 4 and less than 5. Like, it's 4 and change.
Oh, for sure.
It's giant.
It's jumbo.
It's just giant.
I've caught a 4 1/4, and that's like Cabrilla
in itself. I cannot imagine. Like, I mean, those fish, pound for pound, pull so hard. You know, on appropriate tackle, you catch a 12-inch spotted bay bass, and it'll rip your arms off. Like, what must a 4-pounder pull like?
Oh, it's
real
legit.
Deal.
Like Cabrilla. Yeah,
and
sure.
They'll tear you up too.
Oh,
you know, you can get a hold of calico bass all day long, and you know, maybe you got a little, you know, maybe you got the little sandpaper buzz on your thumb. But like, you do a day of spotted bay bass fishing, you're shredded.
You're
like those
out.
Things are mean, man.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Sure.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Let's jump back into the text. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's the number to reach us this morning. Another text, again, like I said, we've had so many of these. Good morning, boys. No question this morning. I just want to say what a great show I'm having and what a great operation Christian and Seekus Sport Fishing has. We've been multiple times, and we can't wait to go back. That was from Steve.
Isn't that
cool? Calling from. But yeah, got a lot of fans out there, Christian, sure.
And I've got another one here, too. He says, listening to the show for the first time because of a post Christian did on Instagram. A solid show and looking forward to the future shows to listen. And wanted to give a shout out to Christian. He is by far the most professional and humble captain I've ever had the pleasure to fish with.
Yeah, man.
Right? I mean, super
I'll
cool stuff,
it.
Right? he continues to put people on the fish. Caught my biggest cow bluefin tuna ever and the mahi this last season. Wish I had a classic story to tell. He just keeps it real and a professional. And even with the sport boats coming, steaming into our spot with no other boats in sight, he says, thanks for having this show and tight lines. Jamie.
That's rad.
Yeah,
right on, Jamie.
Cool.
Hey, want to remind you, focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin Charge, temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest water charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And when we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls, lots more text messages, too. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm here to announce the return of the Hall Family Shows to Southern California. 2023 will see the first Hall Family Show in San Diego in 4 years, the first Hall Family Show in California in 3 years, and the first outdoor recreation show in Southern California in 2023. It will be the Bart Hall Show, February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and it's going to be spectacular. Then we move to the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Since 1946, millions of happy family memories have been made at this show, and more will be made this year. We thank Turner's Outdoorsmen for sponsoring our 75th anniversary celebration. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bart Hall Shows, presented by Progressive. And remember,
it's a whale of a show.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hookup! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having so much fun in here with Christian, and you want to join us, there is an open line, 213-432-1090. It's yours right now. We're giving away a $300 certificate to Costa, and you can text us via the app, too, and we'll flip a coin at the end of the show and go between a texter and a caller.
Yeah. You know, this is a question that probably doesn't really pertain much to Christian or anybody else, but it's something that I always think about so much, being that we have a four stroke on the boat and the engine room part of things is not my strong suit ever. But it says, good morning, guys. Christian, how much did you need to learn about diesel engine maintenance when you decided to start your business? What's your general maintenance routine like on a diesel rig for you? Ralph and Menifee, this is a question.
What's up, Ralph? What did I know before I started working on, or before I got, I don't even remember really leading up to it, but I've worked for diesel mechanics in the off season just to like bolster my skill set, just good lifelong knowledge, but, it's hard work, no doubt. I feel bad for the guys that do it year round for 25 years, but it's enjoyable, you know, when you can do it in the off season, but so I learned a bit there. My normal routine, I do oil and fuel filters like, you know, at least you know, prior to 200 hours. It's the manual says 200 hours, but I try and do it like somewhere between like 150 and 180. Then I do the transmission once every 300 hours, which, yeah, it's been no sweat.
Diesels are relatively simplistic as long as you give them what they want, and they want clean fuel and clean air.
Yeah, like, clean fuel. Yeah, that the air filter I do every 300 hours, valve adjustment every 500, which is kind of a pain in the butt. But other than that, I mean, just, I don't know, pay attention to leaks and all that. But it's pretty user-friendly. As long as you don't have an outdrive, you should be golden.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's a good call. Such a pain, right, outdrives? There's always something. And they're not cheap, man.
No, they're not cheap, and they're going to break soon.
They're going to.
Eventually.
Yeah.
It's like they're on their way to break.
Yeah. Put it in the boat. It's
on its way. The timer started.
Yeah, it's pretty horrifying.
I mean, just the seal alone, right? I mean, just anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have one of those.
Well, if you want to get through on the phones and join us, we do have one open phone line. We were busy before, or we were full before the break. We had one drop off, so if you want it right now, 213-432-1090. Not only your opportunity to talk to Christian, but also your opportunity to win those pair of Costa sunglasses, a $300 gift card at the end of the show today. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John calling from Mira Mesa. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I apologize if my question's already been answered. I wasn't able to tune in on time. But I want to ask Christian if he's pretty much a one-man operation, one boat, or does he ever at times have a crew member, and does he have more than one boat that works for him?
Yeah, so it's just one boat, one guy for the most part, just a 26-foot Anderson, and then I run it. If the boat's off the dock, I'm running it very occasionally. I'll bring a crew member, but for the most part, it's just me.
That's cool. It's got to be with that big fish fishing, too. That's got to add an extra element of fun for the passengers because, like, you know, there has to be a crew member of, I mean, like, you know, as a passenger, you become the crew, you know, like, hang on to this while we're setting up here, let this thing back while I drive around this spot of fish, whatever it might be, like, you become a lot more involved than just, hey, there's a fish on the line, you turn the handle now.
Yeah, it's cool getting the guys involved. I mean, communicating, like, you make a little team every day. It's good, and it's good to be that the customer has an interaction.
Absolutely,
sure.
Yeah, you're part of it. That big fish fishing requires more than just one person, so whether it's putting gaffs in things and, you know, and I'm sure that's got to get a little hairy for you because sometimes those big ones, not everything goes super smooth and textbook and gaffs and multiple gaffs and somebody getting ripped and somebody's got to drive the boat. Like, I'm sure there's been some fun hairball scenarios over the years.
Yeah, definitely missing a few gaffs.
I believe that. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's talk to Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. And, Frank, I got to tell you something that I know you'll be really happy to hear is Corey just got back from doing a little bass fishing in Mexico, and it's really good.
Really good.
Well, that's wonderful to hear because we got two trips coming up, and we're excited to go, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to report Shogun came in this morning with a beautiful catch, some big, big wahoo, some beautiful fish, and God, just very, very good fishing for a 7-day trip. And
that's
then
awesome.
LAR on the Polaris Supreme had excellent wahoo fishing. I believe he's got around 90 aboard and had great tuna fishing, picked up some good yellowtail, and then worked his way all the way up to just outside of us here, and he's now got 20 bluefin aboard, and he's got some hanging. So there is one trip, 3-day trip, I think at Lee. Well, it's on our schedule. You can go to the website. It's a 3-day trip that has 4 or 5 openings on it. If anybody wants to go catch a bluefin before Christmas and have some bluefin sashimi, okay?
December 3rd, and he's on the bluefin with fish hanging as we speak, man. That's something else, Frank. Very cool. And great news about that wahoo. It's been a hit-or-miss wahoo year, and nice to hear that, you know, late in the season that fish is really getting with it. And I'm with you. I saw some of the photos from the Shogun on their Instagram site. There are some really nice ones.
Yes, there is. And, you know, we get spoiled on that wahoo fishing. We kind of feel like, God, we want to catch 100. And this has been a year where if you caught 40, if the boat had 40 aboard, you were blessed. And, you know, not every year can be a bonus year. You know, and as it was this year, if we had one problem this year, we had too much fish. And I never, ever thought I'd say that, but that's the truth. So, you know, so we get a few less wahoo. Enjoy the ones you catch. You know, one goes a long ways, especially when they're good-sized ones, okay?
Yep, well said, buddy. Well, great. Glad to hear it. And so cool that the Polaris Supreme and Aliar is on that fish and still fish to be had in December. And, again, a three-day trip with room. There's not much to be said. We had Captain Aliar call the show last week, and it was fun. You know, he said that we have room on this three-day in December. And the next time that we have room is the following December. So obviously there's opportunities on waiting lists, but virtually every trip is full. And so if you want to get a chance to go fishing on the Polaris Supreme and get some late season tuna action, I don't think those spots are going to last long. Do we call the office or do we call C4 Sport Fishing for those, Frank?
No, you just call the office, the number on the website. Lindsay Montegudo will pick up.
Awesome. Okay, Frank, well, glad to hear it.
They
glad
are,
to... Yeah, there's some great fishing still to be had, and we appreciate the rundown.
All right, you guys take care. Bye.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate that very much.
What a huge addition to Seaforth Sport Fishing, man. Aliar with the Polaris Supreme.
Totally.
Such a cool deal, you know.
And that guy, is, man, he gets
here,
it. Man.
Yeah,
no
dude,
doubt.
90 wahoo on the boat, and now they're catching bluefin? I mean, come on.
Yeah. In
ridiculous.
What, in
that's
what
a
you,
mixed bag.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's been fun watching. It's been fun watching this year, too, because the trips have really gotten back to a lot of what fall long-range fishing is about, and that's variety. Like, that's always been the most exciting part about those trips is variety. And with, you know, with that, that's exactly what this year provided. Like, not only the traditionals of seeing the good yellowtail fishing and tuna fishing and Dorado, but also seeing guys doing stops for grouper and stops for Sierras and, you know, mixing in calico bass and cod fishing on the way up the line. And, you know, I mean, a fall 8-day trip right now, you know, see 15 or 20 different types of fish coming over there. It's pretty cool right now. What's going on?
Pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the phones are getting packed up. The texts are too. Corey, let's jump back into it. You got a fun text or phone call?
You know what? I've got a text here. It's really cool from Billy Migawa on the Gambler.
Hey.
Right?
Hi, Billy.
I know, right? Like heavy hitter here. And he's got accolades for Chris. He says, Chris is a fishy guy and always does the work to catch fish for his groups. He says, a great guy.
Man, that's
thank you, Billy. I appreciate it.
That's that's good regard to be held in there. Billy's as good as they come, best of the best in terms of operations and boats. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, huh?
That's rad.
Yeah, I've actually got another one. Compliments toward the boat. He says, "Good morning, guys. Great show. I've been a big fan of Anderson Boats for years. I tuned into the show a little late and may have missed this. What rod and bait capacity do you have on your boat? I know we've already covered it, right? But I had to read it. And he says, thanks. This is Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita. So bait and rod.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, I think on the show, we might have been talking off
air,
but like 25 swings of baits.
It's crazy.
It's a huge amount. I mean.
Yeah, it's a plenty for a full day. You know, we take anywhere from 18 to 25 swings of bait and 30 rod holders, which is more than we need.
Wait. 30 rod holders for
it's kind of
like
absurd,
three guys,
yeah.
Right?
For three, four guys, yeah, 30, yeah. But doesn't mean you need to fill every spot.
Right, yeah. You don't have to. You don't have to be a porcupine on your way out.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Dave. He's calling us from Redondo Beach. You still hanging there with us, Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just wondering for Corey on. I just got back from Baccarat, Mexico, bass fishing. I was wondering what was the difference between El Saltos and Baccarat, if there is.
Well, Baccarat is one of those lakes that had multiple operations, and Angler's End was one of them, and Angler's End does El Salto and Picachos. From what I know, hasn't done Baccarat in I don't know, 10 years or more. And there's only one or two operations I think that do back rack, and I think it's there's bigger fish in there, and I think it's just a little bit different a lake. El Salto, much closer to Culiacan or the airport in Mazatlan. It's an hour and a half.
I think the travel getting there is really
easy. Oh, it's super easy. And Picachos is less than an hour at the most from Mazatlan. Like, they're super easy to get to. I don't know. How was your trip to Bacharach?
It was good. We did have a lot of little fish, too. They said it's because the water's so high that the bushes are up, and they're crazy bushes there, thorny bushes. Every one of them are the same on the sides of the banks. But we got 8-pounder was the biggest one. I got a few fives. So they're saying it changed a little because of the water level. There's more littler fish. So we'll try El Salto's on the next one.
Well, El Salto, so, like, if you're going down with Rick or Brandon or with Castman and myself with the to Billy Chapman Sr.'s place, it's an amazing fishery. That's why it's so busy there. It's just you might have a day where you only catch 20 fish in the morning, but you catch 50 in the afternoon. It is probably the number one lake where you've got a chance at any cast to catch a 6 to 8 pound fish. Like, last year, we had a trip where we had 25 fish over 6 pounds in one afternoon.
Jeez.
Like, just wrap your mind around that one, right? So that's why so many people go to El Salto.
And that's all your swim baits.
So that session right there was with a lead head. My fishing partner, Luke, was fishing a 5-inch Viejos. And I was fishing a standard 6-inch swim bait.
You're calico bass fishing.
Listen to me. It'll blow your mind. Seriously, David. Ounce and a half lead head on a 6-inch swim bait. Like, it's laughable. It's stupid.
I joke, like, you don't even fish calico bass that way. You know, that's how all of us fishing it. But, like, yeah, I mean, a lead head and a swim bait, fire it out, wind it back to the boat. And big fish after big fish.
It's that, or it's a crankbait, or it's the 5-inch weedless at El Salto is magic. Just, David, like you mentioned, all the stick-ups and stuff on the bank, imagine that 5-inch weedless, like, working it through all that stuff. And I can't wait to get to El Salto, you know, for sure.
It's a fun place because it's just different. Like, I'm not a, you know, saltwater fishing is, you know, it's what I do and what I grew up doing. But I really like going down there. It's a fun mix of being in Mexico and having cervezas with the boys. And it's different fishing, but it's active and it's cast and retrieve. And the bites are really cool and they jump and you got to figure things out a little bit. But it's still at a level that a guy who's so far from an expert like myself is still, you're going to get a lot of bites and have a really good time. And the cool thing about El Salto is just like you said, any cast you make anywhere at that lake can result in a giant one. I mean, it just...
Last year alone, Rick, Johnny White at Dam Landing there had won just over 10 pounds. Matt Brawlow from the San Diego had a 10-pounder. Legit fish, not like guesstimated. They're on the scale, legit weights. And both of those were on swim baits, 5-inch Viejos.
Crazy.
Right? Like, it's just... I don't know. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. You and I.
Yeah. Fenard and I were down there catching fish on shallow crankbaits. The Rapala, you know, the real small.
Dude, you can catch
real,
a 10-pounder.
Real small crankbaits. And we're talking, you know, size
small
of 50 cent piece. Yeah, small. And most of the fish were a pound, 2 pound, 2 pound, 2 pound, 3 pound.
And on
the fourth cast, Fenard got a 10-2. You know what I mean? I held on to that thing. It's a really fun spot and a cool trip, especially because you can go down with a bunch of your buds and, you know, take half the lodge over like the cast tour trip or those things. It's just, good time. A lot of camaraderie, a lot of talking smack to your bud who backlashed and didn't catch one and, you know, giving your other guy hell because they're on some hot bite that they didn't tell you about. It's just fun. Yeah, it's a really
cool I'll tell you this.
Here.
If you're going down with Castman and myself to Senior's place, do yourself a favor and pick up some 3-aught Gamakatsu Superline hooks. Get some owner replacement springs, the large owner replacement spring. I'm bringing a handful of those 4-inch weedless for everybody. Castman and I absolutely we were giggling. It was so stupid. I mean, it was just up and over all the junk and catching a 5-pounder through just yanking them with a 40-pound fluoro leader, like yanking them through all the junk. You know?
Yeah. I love it.
Lots of fun.
That's cool. Hey, well, I want to read a great text that came through. This one's from Dave in Mission Viejo. It said, Christian, I had more luck this year trolling daisy chains for my bluefin this last season. I tried a variety with Mad Max, but I just didn't find the success with them. When you were fishing those Mad Max, did you find that a color or size worked better for you than any of the others? That was from Dave in Mission Viejo.
I think with the supply issue, just for a Mad Mac, if you could get one, you're probably pretty fortunate. But I tended to like the bigger ones. But, yeah, bigger ones. That's cool, the daisy chain worked, though. Not last year, but the year before, I used that thing a lot.
Okay.
Like a big, long daisy chain with a burr, and the thing was just getting licked. And then one day they stopped biting it, and I stopped using it.
same thing fished way back, or was it fishing a traditional trolling position?
It was super far back, but not going fast. Uh-huh. 7.5-8 knots.
Is the far back the key that unlocked the trolling bites on those bluefins? Like, you know, did we start fishing the yummy flyer forever back there, and then you just put other stuff back there, and, like, the fact that it's so far back, do you think that that was, like, the key that kind of unlocked the success to getting those things to bite on the troll?
Yeah, I think so. Just being far back out away from the wake. Those, like, side spreader bars, too, those mm-hmm. things get bit a lot closer. But, yeah, the far back clean water thing.
No noise, no bubble, just clean water zipping through there.
Yeah.
Got it.
I've got another good one here, too, Rick. It says, I'm a boner, text, and thanks for texting us to the show here. I'm a boner in Dana Point. I've fished with Christian a couple times a month the last few seasons. It's always great to go out with a real pro, and that's with an exclamation mark. When you're in the middle of a bite, the speed he ties gas fish and keeps the chum going is absolute poetry. Right? I mean, it's kind of cool. I had to read it. Yeah. It says, book early, because if you try to get in during the season, you might be left out. That's from John. So how does somebody...
Yeah, good question.
I mean, all this cool talk and truly, I mean, sitting next to you, I could, and knowing you for 2 hours, I could tell that you're a very soulful, passionate, care about the fish, care about your passenger kind of guy.
But, yeah, well, that's,
yeah, how
that's
do you book?
True. Like, how do you book a trip with
yeah.
me? You can book through Dana Wharf. Most people, you know, call me directly. You can get my phone number off my Instagram, Seek of Sport Fishing, or off the website, seekofsportfishing.com.
Okay, and just look it up there, and we can find your number that way?
Yeah, you can find my number there on, you know, SEKAS Sport Fishing, or at Seek of Sport Fishing on Instagram,
okay.
Yeah.
And a great fall. And how do things book up? Like, when do you get busy? If a guy wanted to go prime time, you were talking about June was when you tend to really get going tuna-wise. Yeah. Like, if somebody wants to get one of those dates, do we need to be on that now in the off season before the season gets rolling so everything gets gobbled up? Like, when is it time to book? When is it too early? All that kind of stuff.
I would say it's never really too early, but if you're calling, like, June, July, you're probably going to be fishing like late October or something.
Right.
But I would want to get in there sooner rather than later.
But right now we could book for next season.
Yeah, you cool. can call me today and get it squared away.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good stuff for
Let's
sure. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Christian. We're going to find out who's won this $300 or the $300 certificate to Costa when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearchersportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Swordfish season is on, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaborg, with its mega torque motor, has the power to bring in that giant swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego,
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outermit, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. I did it again, Corey.
No, dude, we're all almost family. Made the entire show without jumping over Corey's spot. Yeah, definitely. But Christian's going to flip the coin, and we picked a caller and a texter. Go for it.
All right.
Caller. Hey, it's Eddie in Eagle Rock.
Right on. Hey, that's cool. Boy, that really worked out. You slid onto you guys worked fishing day out together, and Eddie, you got yourself a brand new pair of Costas. And he was a first-time caller. That's great. Yeah. That worked out perfectly. Yeah, right on. Christian, man, again, 2 hours flew by. Certainly stoked having you on here. And, man, lots of great fishing. Again, give us the rundown. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is where the Lexi lives, and Sika Sport Fishing. If somebody wants to book a trip, come fishing with you, get in on next year, whether it be half day, full day, offshore, give us the rundown. How do we do it?
Yeah, so you're going to want to either give me a call at 949-630-6749. 949-630-6749. You can call me directly. You can call Dana Wharf, or you can visit my social media or website at SikaSportFishing.com or at SikaSportFishing.
And that was your cell phone number.
Yeah, that's my cell number.
And you
do
a great job on your social media too. Your Instagram, great shots of the boat, what you're catching. It's a great follow and really
Thanks.
Good. Man, loved having you. It was a lot of fun. We'd love to have you come back. Great times and wish you an awesome year. Clearly, take really good care of your customers, and you're doing a great job. And thanks for joining us, man. That was awesome.
Thank you, Corey.
Appreciate it. Hey, another great show for you tomorrow. You're stuck with just Corey and I, man. It's just us. Pete always calls it talking tuna, tackle, and calicos. We got a lot of fun. Going to be talking about Corey's trip down to Bacachos, lots of gear, lots of info. If you want to join us, we look forward to having you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Big thanks to Adam. Big thanks to Christian keeping us on the air. We will look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and on the Let's Talk Hookup app.